Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The 2-0 pitch, swinging a drive deep left center field, way back and gone. Line drive out to left center. Three batters in, Tigers take a 3-0 lead.
Oh, yeah.
Here they come.
Dan Dickerson on the call there. Tigers coming up with the win today. 7-3, the final over the Royals. They take that series, getting set to open up. It's a four-game set with the Indians over the weekend. Is that correct?
Yeah, we got a double dip on Saturday, the day-night doubleheader. Can you imagine the buzz at the ballpark this weekend? Look at me building it up. Four-game series.
See,
Indians. The Indians come in charge. They might leave whimpering.
No, I was stuck with Jeff Rieger for 8 hours of radio. That's 2 days here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Oh, my apologies.
I feel like he may have rubbed off on you in that one stint that you did with him, the four-hour period that you guys had yesterday, because you sound exactly like Mr. Rieger.
Was he being... I'm being somewhat facetious. I did say they would go at least 7-3 on this 10-game homestand, and by this time next week... On the Thursday, after finishing off with the Giants, that people would be kind of engaged into thinking something was possible.
Okay, well, if you are looking for a reason to get engaged as a Tigers fan, today certainly provided that, at least to a small extent. Michael Fulmer goes out there, and he looks like the ace of this pitching staff.
Beast.
2.5 hours. Now, obviously, it slowed down in the ninth once the Royals were able to get a couple of runners. And I'm sure Tigers fans, even with a 7-2 lead, I got to believe there were still some Tigers fans like, oh, no. Don't tell me that this is going to fall apart. But
when Upton dropped that fly ball, and it was a little bit of a tricky, but still, I'm like, oh, no.
Please don't. Don't do it to him. Either way, Michael Fulmer was absolutely brilliant. He wasn't able to get the complete game. 8 2/3, though. Just 2 earned runs, 7 strikeouts. He just eclipsed the 100-pitch mark. But looking at things right now, Tigers are 7 games behind the Indians in the AL Central.
Which means by Sunday night, they could be 3 games behind.
They very well could be, although I certainly do not expect that. They are 8 games under the 500 mark. And this Tigers team, as you know, much has gone on this season. You know, they're continuing to battle, it seems. They've won a few games here and there. They're trying to restore.
A little bit more enthusiasm out of you. Look, he's like, literally, he's rolling his eyes. They're continuing to battle.
Sorry.
They're trying to Listen, do you believe in it or you don't? Don't
right.
fake it.
Well, let's first throw it out there, because it's very, very difficult for me to get through that spiel, even trying to remotely sound believable. But at this point, Tigers have won 3 out of 4. They just took that series. They got a 4-game set against the Indians, And this article, and I want to get to some of the numbers that Will Birchfield threw out earlier today at 971theticket.com. Are you buying that there's actually reason to still believe in the Tigers? Like that there's still some semblance of hope at this point? 248-539-9797. A ticket text is at 97136.
Can I, while you dial up those numbers,
yes.
Can I give an answer? See, I know you guys out there in the sports radio world, you don't like a nuanced answer.
Uh-huh.
You want, hell yes, or hell no, or you're a homer, or you're a hater. That's all you want, okay?
Yeah.
But that's not what Woji's giving you.
Okay.
Is there reason to believe that there's... Yes, there is. And I'll say it again. I said at the start of this homestand. Because the starting pitching, until Norris, is coming around. You see Fulmer, you can pretty much count on all the time. Number one, I hadn't even seen the numbers you're about to give me, the hard hit numbers. And because they're playing Central Division teams who they've done pretty damn well against this year. Now, I can say there's some hope and still say, but I don't think they're going to make the playoffs or any. I can still say a week from now, you might be sort of engaged, but also say, no, I don't think they're going to completely turn it around. Can't I? Or no, I have to say, no, they're dead done. Or yeah, here come the Tigers. I don't have to pick one or the other.
So what are you
I can give my
for?
Nuanced.
See,
what I just said, the starting pitching is coming around. Justin Wilson is becoming, at times, lights out as a
better
closer. And the numbers you're about to give, the Tigers hit the ball harder, according to the little stats geeks, than any team in baseball.
And here's some of the numbers. And again, you know, do you actually believe that there's reason to still have hope with this Tigers team?
I know, you're a hater, a homer.
539-9797. I'm not a hater at all. I just like to present the facts. But Brad Ausmus liked to present some facts earlier today in the Tigers clubhouse as well. He threw out some of these numbers in reference to, and I think this is very important, in reference to specifically the Tigers lineup. Tigers lead the league in hard hit outs, 247. That's 52 more than the Indians, the next closest team. Pretty big, you know, discrepancy
that
there,
is,
right?
Yeah. However they measure that, that is a significant discrepancy.
The Tigers lead the league in hard hit percentage at 443. That's 26 percentage points higher than the Orioles, the next closest team. Tigers rank 13th in slugging percentage. In expected slugging percentage based on quality of contact, they rank first. Now, there's a couple more that Ausmus ended up throwing out there, but I think basically the only reason that I'm simply not going to buy into this, or as you say, have hope that the Tigers could potentially make this interesting again, it's not all about the lineup. Like it's not. The starting pitching is... Obviously, it's been better of late. I think that's fair to say, despite there still being issues with Daniel Norris. I can't believe that they're going to be able to trust Aníbal Sánchez moving forward. The bullpen still doesn't have any depth.
No, agreed.
Miguel Cabrera, yeah, he's had a little bit of an uptick. He had a nice little moment with a three-run bomb to opposite field. He certainly isn't performing at the level you would want. Victor Martinez still has a long ways to go before I'm going to be convinced, you know, that he can still really help this lineup.
So like, just come out and say no then. Go ahead.
I mean,
I know that's what you
want. Like,
say
I think
no.
We've seen
there's
this
no
song and dance.
This is fake. This is not, there's
it
nothing
is
happening.
I mean,
here.
I think you're grasping for straws here, and I love the Birchie kid. I do. And he sent me a great story earlier today. There's a topic we might do later on the show. Very in tune, that young man. He
yeah,
really
he
is.
Yeah.
But I feel like
for
this is just Ausmus trying to, and the Tigers almost trying to like beg fans to stay behind this team.
Now, hold on. And if you agree with the hater over there, and go ahead, I'll be the homer, 248-539-9797. Two things on this. Number one, they do have baseball analytics for a reason. Now, it doesn't necessarily predict everything, and there are, you know, sways in statistics. But those numbers are fairly compelling if you go on, you know, the hard hit stats. I will say this. The one fly in that ointment is, like, especially the expected slugging percentage based on how hard it is. Well, part of those numbers may be inflated because the Tigers are such a slow team. Like, when they hit the ball hard, if it's anywhere near anybody, they're going to get thrown out.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas maybe somebody, another team that hits the ball hard, maybe some of their guys beat it out.
True.
And same thing with slugging percent. It should be a double, but it's a single or whatever. So that's a little bit, I will say some of those numbers are a little bit, hooey, So I'm not even going on those numbers. I'm going on starting pitching. And Verlander bulldogging the other night. And Fulmer double bulldogging the other night. And let's see what Boyd does in that doubleheader on Saturday. That, to me, is the sliver of hope.
248-539-9797. Wojo doesn't want to go all in and say that, you know, this is going to turn around and the Tigers are going to get to the playoffs. I just think that most Tigers fans are smart enough to know this is what it's been the last few seasons. There hasn't really been a whole lot of reason for hope. If it's not one thing, it's another. So you say the starting rotation has been better of late. Okay, that doesn't mean it's going to last the entire season. You say that the lineup, you know, they have a lot of hard hit balls, and numbers would indicate that maybe luck will start to turn in their, you know, favor or direction. Who's to say that those numbers stay where they are? The bullpen has been better, but what's to say that Justin Wilson's going to be good?
Ask.
If it's not one thing, it's another. That's why I can't even buy into any sliver
of hope. But you didn't ask, like, give the reasons to think they'll make the playoffs. You're just saying, is there reason to have hope that maybe...
Hope for what, though?
That like, you're engaged in them a little bit in a week or two.
Yeah, but be engaged for what? For the chance at a wild card spot?
Say in a week and a half, they're... 2.5 games out of first. Uh-huh. Wouldn't you be mildly intrigued?
No.
You really wouldn't be.
No, because again, well, you know what the end game is here? They're not winning a World Series. They're not good enough to beat some of the better teams in baseball.
This is what's disconcerting, because your people apparently are ticket texting.
That's
fine. At 97136. No, yeah, it's disgusting. Lies, damn lies, and statistics. Who cares how hard an hit an out is? It's still an out. Another one, Ticket Text 97136. Wojo, what a great stat. Let's hope when it comes time to get a playoff spot, they look who has the most hard hit outs in baseball. Good to know if this is keeping me engaged the rest of the summer before football finally starts.
All right, so 248-539-9797, which, by the way, football season cannot get here soon enough. My goodness. But do you buy the argument that basically, you know, the Tigers have had some bad luck? And do you believe that there is even a sliver of hope with this team heading into a significant four-game series with the Indians at Comerica Park? It's Bogey and Wojo, 97 on the ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.